AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Gas prices could be going up soon. The OPEC Plus alliance announced a sharp cut in production to support sagging oil prices. Saudi Energy Minister Abdulaziz bin Salman says the oil market is unstable.
We will continuously prove that OPEC Plus is here not only to stay, but here to stay as a moderating force to bring about stability.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is trying to stabilize the market.
United States oil production is up by more than 500,000 barrels a day. As you know, we have tapped into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as well to make sure that energy is on the market and also as a way to stabilize prices. Indeed, energy prices have come down as a result of the efforts that we've made.
Global energy prices have swung wildly since Russia invaded Ukraine. British Prime Minister Liz Truss defended her government's economic strategy after being asked if her start in office had been one of the worst of any prime minister.
Well, what I am saying is that we have acted decisively in the face of very, very difficult international circumstances. Okay,
Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the final papers today to annex four regions of Ukraine while his military is struggling to control the new territory. President Biden will be in Florida today to get a look at damage from Hurricane Ian. A settlement has been reached between Alec Baldwin and the family of a cinematographer shot and killed by Baldwin on the set of the movie Rust. Production on the movie is expected to resume in January. Baldwin has said the gun went off accidentally last year and he did not pull the trigger. Helena Hutchins was killed. A malfunctioning South Korean ballistic missile blew up as it plowed into the ground during a drill with the U.S. that was a reprisal for North Korea's launch a day earlier of a weapon that flew over Japan and has the range to strike Guam. This is AP News. Police say a suspect in a mysterious disappearance tried to take his own life.
A man suspected of kidnapping a family in California tried to kill himself Tuesday and is in critical condition, say authorities. The family is still missing. They were kidnapped Monday at gunpoint from a business in Merced. The Merced County Sheriff's Office says investigators identified 48-year-old Jesus Salgado after he used a victim's ATM card. The sheriff says the kidnapper made no ransom demands, nor did he make any contact of any kind. Authorities aren't saying much else at the moment, but they are expected to hold a news conference soon. I'm Rita Foley.
Oscar winners Marion Cotillard and Juliette Binoche, as well as other French stars, film themselves chopping off locks of their hair in a video in support of protesters in Iran. It follows the death of a 22-year-old woman after her arrest for allegedly violating Iran's strict dress code. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.